Talk Live, 855-453. That is the SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. You can call in and talk about whatever you want to talk about here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live with Mark.
And Stephanie.
We have been all over the board this evening.
As usual.
Nothing's off limits here on Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733, including men holding hands.
Oh, yeah.
So, Stephanie, you have a men holding hands article that
I do. Unfortunately, it's not voluntarily that they're holding hands.
Okay.
So, basically, this article is from NBCLatino.com and by Aaron Carrasquillo. And so, the story goes that there's a high school in Mesa, Arizona, where there were two young men who got into a fist fight during school.
All right.
And the principal punished them by forcing them to sit for an hour and hold hands with each other. And while they were doing this, the other students were gathering around, laughing at them, and uploading pictures of them holding hands to Facebook.
So, like the stocks.
Yeah,
so this is,
basically.
You know, some sort of shaming exercise.
This is another example of, I think, a story that we've been seeing a lot lately. I mean, a similar story where people are punished by shaming them in some way. Like they're forced to hold a sign that says, I'm an idiot. Remember the woman that drove up on the curb or something? And then there was a young lady who had to hold the sign that said, I think you talked about it with Julia on the air. You were, there was a young lady who had to hold a sign that said, I sneak boys in at 3 a.m. and disrespect my parents.
I don't remember that one, but it doesn't sound impossible.
And then there was another one before that that said, I can't get good grades and I'm going to fail, you know, fail out of school if I don't get my life together. And this was a kid having to hold this sign up at an intersection or something like that. And usually when you see a picture of it, they're covering their face because they're, like, ashamed and they don't want to be seen in these humiliating circumstances, which I really can't.
It's really close
them.
To the stocks, you know, the pillory.
And so, I mean, I really disagree with this for a number of reasons, but I think that this is kind like the most unfortunate part about this is these two young men got in a fight. Nobody bothered to understand, you know, why they got into a fight or try to help them develop their skills to be able to work out a problem without using violence. Instead, what they did was humiliate and shame them. And that is in no way going to stop them from getting in a fight the next time. I mean, maybe it would, but it's not helping them to. Maybe it would a little bit because they don't want to be shamed, but not because they genuinely want to work out a problem without violence with their friend. You know what I mean?
I tend to think that these sort of negative-oriented punishments, you know, probably should be reserved for the very worst cases, and that, you know, when people get inventive in the area of punishments, I'd like them to see them get inventive in areas of positive punishment, you know, more positive.
How do you have a positive punishment?
Well, let's say that these kids, instead of, you know, the results of this fight, these kids, you know, went with a counselor for an hour and talked about what their issue was and came to some kind of conclusion. Maybe the counselor has them hold hands or look into each other's eyes during this this situation. I don't know exactly.
That doesn't sound like a punishment, though. That sounds like a helping them.
All right.
You know,
well, whatever the intervention, you know, whatever term one wishes to use, a more positive intervention, I'd like to see more of these things done. But when you've got a paradigm set up like public school where people are forced to pay into it. I mean, it's a top-down, hierarchical sort of negative reinforcement system from the very beginning.
That's true. I think the whole culture of government schools and even families, to an extent, is one of domination. It's like you are on the bottom of the food chain, you as a student, and you do whatever we say, and we're going to beat up on you, we're going to look down on you, embarrass you, humiliate you, and you're supposed to come out of this a good person?
Yeah.
That doesn't make sense.
But I think it's more interesting the hand holding aspect and why it's being vilified here.
Yeah, that's another element to this story. I guess people are upset because first of all, it's saying that it's shameful to show affection right between two men, and there's another component too. There are lots of people, I guess, on Twitter who were responding to tweets of this picture of the students holding hands and saying that you know, this is homophobic at its core because it's trying to embarrass them by showing them holding hands with each other.
I don't know. Maybe that's what they were trying to do. Maybe it wasn't. That's somebody putting an assessment to the punishment. I don't know. But it would make sense that if you put them out in public, that they're going to be made fun of.
Right.
But maybe the principal's thinking to himself that this will make this more normal or whatever. I don't know.
Oh, I kind of doubt
tossing
that.
In the homophobia thing is somebody railroading, sidetracking the issue, in my opinion. You know, I've got a favorite issue, and I want to talk about that instead of this.
Well, do you think there's a double standard here? Like, for instance, if two girls got into a fist fight, or young women in a high school, and they were forced to hold hands with each other, do you think it would be as big of a deal?
No, I don't.
Yeah, so I think there is a double standard there, right?
I see a double standard, but, you know, I think that has more to do with men and affection.
Okay, so yeah, so why does our culture think so... look down on men who express affection
towards each other. It's really kind of interesting. There are pictures of George Bush Jr. holding hands with some fellow who's wearing
Saudi Arabian princes,
some kind of like sheet on his head or something like that. And I don't know any. I have no idea, you know, who this guy is or whatever. I haven't searched it.
I think it's like King Fahd, isn't it?
Maybe. I bet you it is King Fahd. And I could just imagine what it's like, you know, walking along with some world leader that you're meeting there, and you know, you guys are supposed to be hitting it off or whatever, and then he kind of gives you that, you know, the kind of flip to your hand that you give the girlfriend in order to let her know that it's a hand holding time. You know, like that would be really, really uncomfortable for me. I would just be really surprised by that. I'm not against men holding hands or being affectionate or anything like that. I don't think it's gay. I think that it would be very strange, though, if some guy that wanted to hold my hand. I don't have a man in my life that would want to hold my hand. My dad would have been Jack, my 4-year-old, but he's not a man. My dad would have wanted to hold my hand at certain times. Certainly, he's deceased now.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, it's interesting. Interesting as far as these things go. Let's take a call from Dave in Keene. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Y'all, those people that, did you hear the follow-up story to that?
To what?
No.
The guys holding hands.
Okay.
No. They fell in love. No, I'm just kidding.
God, that's funny.
That's a joke. I should be bad. That is
good. Yeah, because there's a magic gay button in their hand, and then when another dude touches it, they automatically become gay.
It would be a nice turnout, you know, twist from bad to good, you know. But I was going to say about the swearing. I know I'm switching subjects really fast, but, like, I was thinking about it, and I think there's only, like, two swears that are, like, really bad.
Okay.
That can't be said out of...
On the radio? Like,
I think so.
Okay, well, I can tell you there's four that I would not, I don't think you can get away with. Go ahead.
I'll say one. There's two that are required context, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And there's two that don't require context. And I think the ones that don't require context, in from my guess, which I'm probably missing something because I'm sure you know way better than I do, Mark.
No.
But I was going to say the C word.
There's two C words.
And the other C word?
There's a C word that, of course, is about context. It could refer to, you know, the cock crowing in the morning. And that's
that
fine.
One, yeah. Right. And then, yeah, the other one doesn't require context.
Right, the see you next Tuesday. That is...
Or if we talked about Immanuel Kant, right?
Right, that one.
The philosopher.
There's that's kind of putting an accent, though, on the word.
Sure.
And so there's almost no
Some
context.
Some people pronounce it exactly like see you next Tuesday.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, it's Kant. Okay.
But, and the F word, of course.
Yep.
Yeah.
And now, as I understand the F word, that there's some, so it can be used as an expletive, but it would not be necessarily used as the actual act, that there might be some issues there. Now, obviously on Free Talk Live, we don't use it at all, but that there might be some, you know, possible use there too. There's the S bomb.
That one. I forgot.
Yeah, that one's certainly dirty. But as I understand, you can use the past tense of it without too much trouble because it's kind of like old timey.
Like the English version.
That sounds great.
Yeah, with an A instead of an I.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, as I understand it, you know, these are just thoughts. Thanks for the call, Dave.
Thanks.
855-450-3733. Now you got your dirty word teaching for the day.
Be honest. Will owning a bigger TV help you get ahead in life? Will another pair of shoes make you a better person? Probably not. But what if you could speak another language? If acquiring a new language excites you more than acquiring more stuff, then wait till you hear this. As part of its biggest language learning event in history, Rosetta Stone is giving away demos of its powerful language learning software absolutely free. For your free demo, call 1-800-335-1958. And Rosetta Stone has made language learning more convenient than ever. Learn on your computer or iPad, then practice on the go with your smartphone or MP3 player without ever opening a book or memorizing boring vocabulary again. Do you want more stuff, or do you want a language that will last a lifetime? After all, it's all about priorities. To try a free demo of this powerful language learning software, call 1-800-335-1958. Again, get your free demo now. 1-800-335-1958. That's 1-800-335-1958.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
And time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster. With MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Here it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, 855-453. That is the SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. You can call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live with Mark.
And Stephanie.
855-450-3733. BuyEmergencyFoods.com is the place to go to get foods in case of an emergency. Some things can happen in this world, and you never know what. Certainly, with the way things are right now, there's not even any way to replicate Any way to guess what's going to happen as far as, you know, an inflationary spiral on the dollar, a currency collapse or anything like that, or what that's going to look like? It's difficult to know. Certainly, we know what happens with major, you know, weather disasters, and it's always a good idea to have a certain amount of food on hand. Also, think about all the people who've lost their jobs in the last few years. What if they'd had some food at the house stored? They wouldn't have to go.
If they bought while they had money.
That's right.
Yeah. That's
and,
smart.
Yeah, it's a great idea. Buyemergencyfoods.com for whatever emergency might come your way. It's a great idea to have them. Now, one of the concerns that my wife had when we were looking at emergency foods last year was she didn't like the types of foods that they had available that were freeze-dried or dehydrated or whatever for, you know, storage. Well, buyemergencyfoods.com solves all that. There's zero MSGs, no artificial flavors, 100% certified GMO-free, and they're the only one that puts an oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch. That's important because it matters for freshness in the future. And you'd think all that would cost more, but in fact, they're about half of what the industry standard is as far as costs go. You can go there and buy enough food for two people for 1 year for less than $4,000. Now, they've got, obviously, smaller amounts that, you know, they will cost a little bit more. But, you know, that's really incredible. I mean, $2,000?
Yeah.
I mean, we spend a lot more than $2,000 a year on food per individual in my house. And I had some of this stuff yesterday. I think the enchilada dish. It was great. I brought it to Ian. He thought it was great. Laura really enjoyed it. So, you know, there's three people that, you know, enjoyed it. And there's leftovers, by the way, from those three servings. There's enough. And Jack had some. And there's enough left over to even have some more. They say it's four servings, but it was even more than that. So I honestly cannot recommend more highly buyemergencyfoods.com.
It sounds great. I mean, I think that they're catering to a specific, you know, a lot of people who are interested in survivalism and preparedness are also interested in health and eating eating in a certain style.
Yep.
So.
And they have vegetarian and gluten-free options. It's and what I thought was very interesting is there's this comparable chart over there at buyemergencyfoods.com. You have to kind of go looking a little bit for it when they compare to the competition. But it's well worth looking at. It, you know, that S on it is very important, by the way. It's buyemergencyfoods.com. Use coupon code FTL when you check out to get 5% off their already low prices. Free shipping, buyemergencyfoods.com. Let's go to Bruce in Indiana. Bruce, you're on Free Talk Live.
Great. How you guys doing tonight?
All's well. What's on your mind?
Great. I listened to your show. I've been listening to it for a few months. I don't always agree with what you have to say, but in this situation,
we had a nickel for every time somebody said that.
Yeah. But I am on the same page with you folks about an incident that took place, and tell me if you've heard this before. A guy in the county out here called the police on a vandalism call. Somebody broke out his window out here in the county.
Okay.
In the area. The backstory is this guy is not all there. He was a mentally challenged person, you know, mm-hmm. He had some problems. Neighbors knew that, knew his story and everything. So the deputies come out and they answer the call and things aren't going too well as he's trying to explain the situation. I guess he's not getting the results or hearing what he wants to hear of the citizen. Mm-hmm. They get into a confrontation and he picks up, several things, a pipe, a hatchet. This is all according to police. Now, nobody knows this because we don't have a record, a recording of this. They didn't have video.
Right.
But he starts throwing things at them from a distance. And
trying to keep them away.
Right. Trying to keep them at a nice distance. And they're yelling back and forth and going at it. They try to tase him, and apparently they missed. They mm-hmm. weren't good enough at what they were doing. They missed.
Well, it's not the easiest thing in the world, but yeah, go ahead.
Okay. This kept up and it escalated, and they shot him dead.
Mm.
Wow.
He's dead.
Yeah.
Just about a week ago. And, you know, it seems, obviously, it's a big topic around here, and people have been going back and forth on it.
This is in Indiana?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And to me, I mean, it just, I got to tell you, it just seems like it was overreaction by the deputies. We got one dead person, and this guy, I mean, I guess the moral of the story is don't bring a knife or a hatchet to a gunfight, because this guy obviously didn't have a chance. Once they decided to use deadly force, and they both fired on him. It wasn't just one deputy. It was two deputies firing on him. I think he put five shots in him.
And, yeah, I'll say overreaction sounds like an understatement, yeah.
Well, it's a tough situation. I mean, when you're dealing with the mentally ill, you know, I mean, in the United States, it became unpopular in the 60s and 70s. Institutionalization became unpopular as an idea. And so now you have, you know, the mentally ill out in communities. Families are on the front lines in this battle. There's no doubt about it. And then you send in police officers who are completely untrained. If you're dealing with a coherent individual who's throwing hatchets, maybe it's a time to defend oneself. Maybe it's not. I mean, I don't know how far that taser goes, but I wouldn't think it would go much more than 25 feet. So I don't know that I'd want to be within 25 feet of a person, of a coherent person that's reasonably good at hatchet throwing, that's throwing hatchets.
There must be ways. You and I aren't experts.
I'm not accusing this, Bruce. It's just tough.
You and I aren't experts on this, Mark, but there must be ways, if you're trained in this sort of thing, to de-escalate a situation like that, whether you're dealing with a mentally competent person or not so competent, you know?
Well, the best thing is to have a family member on site, somebody that individual trusts to talk to them.
The point is the police don't de-escalate things. The situation spiraled out of control is what it sounds like.
And, you know, I'm not always on the side of the citizen in every case, but this is a situation where being mentally incapacitated like he was, I don't know what you do exactly. I wasn't there. But after they used their tasers and that didn't work, but he had already thrown everything he was going to throw, apparently.
You know, paramedics and EMTs deal with this stuff all the time, and they don't shoot anybody.
Yep.
Right. That's what I'm talking about. It's just too much. It's just too much.
Yep.
And so now, of course, they're having their investigation. They always come out with a line that they felt the officers did what they had to do, which is kind of a blanket statement. I mean, it's bothered a lot of people around here. It happened about 2 miles west of me. And I'm kind of, I'm kind of a loner. I live my life basically away from the mainstream. It's always concerned me. I mean, I'm a law-abiding citizen. You know, I don't...
Yeah, but if they decide to come after you, who's going to tell your story, right?
Yeah.
Exactly. I kind of, you know, and so when this kind of stuff comes up, it really concerns me.
Yeah.
And so having said that, I'm going to change directions completely and ask you one thing. And
Hold the line. I'll let you come back and ask your question here. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. It's a SACL toll-free call-in line here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. Getting down to the end of the wire here where, you won't. There was something floating in front of me. There was a thing floating in my face. I went to squat it, and there went the microphone.
See, you should be watching the cam at cam.freetalklive.com to catch these. These little
you wouldn't have
things.
Any idea what I float, what I swatted at, because it would have been, you know, not even really visible on the cam. I just look like I've lost my mind. One of the realities of a world where with fiat currencies is the state inflates the currency base to fund its wars. It's mathematically impossible, however, for anyone to inflate bitcoins. If the world used bitcoins, governments would have to think long and hard about who they were going to blow up. Antiwar.com is having its fund drive right now, and they're taking bitcoins. Go to antiwar.freetalklive.com and donate to this worthy organization. That's a link we've linked to in order to make it easy to find their Bitcoin donation page. They have not yet implemented on their regular donation page. You can donate in regular dollars at antiwar.com also. But if you go through antiwar.freetalklive.com, you can donate there in Bitcoins. And they're the only organization out there that's reporting news that isn't slant towards war. It's antiwar.freetalklive.com. So, we were talking to Bruce about an incident in outside of Evansville in the county, but you said you wanted to change directions, Bruce.
Yeah, and I'm just going to make a quick statement. Have you heard of the song that Bobby Darin sang, Simple Song of Freedom? Have you heard that?
No, but I think I'll listen to it.
I think it'd be almost be a nice song for you to play. It's got a wonderful message to it, and it's by Bobby Darin. It's called Simple Song of Freedom. And if you get a chance, maybe play that on your show sometime for your listeners as well. I think it's a pretty good tune. I thank you.
Are you suggesting we replace the long hair devil music, Bruce?
Yeah, I actually the mellow stuff. But
me too.
No, it's okay. Your theme song's fine. But it is a good song with a good message, and I really appreciate talking to you and getting through and explaining that situation out here. again, I don't agree with a lot you say, but on the, I've heard you talk about other instances like this, and man, I'm right on the same page with you on this.
So what's the other question you had?
Well, that was
no,
it.
No, that's
about
it, basically.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That's
have
it,
we heard a simple song of freedom?
Time.
Gotcha. Thank you. Thank you so much, Bruce. You know, I'm going to take a listen to it and see what it sounds like, and, you know, maybe we'll play it on the show, or at least intro or something. I don't know.
Was kind of curious. I wish I had remembered to ask Bruce this, but I was kind of curious if he was, like, former law enforcement. He kind of, I don't know, something in his voice sounded a little bit like it, but maybe not.
Hard to say. Let's go to Annie in St. Louis. Annie, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, I hope you two are doing well.
Thank you. Thanks. Same to you.
I am concerned with what's going on with Syria and how they're talking about weapons of mass destruction.
Indeed.
Yeah.
And
I've heard this call before.
Yeah.
It's like,
sounds familiar.
Yeah, exactly. Are people upset about this?
Are people going to fall for it again? I mean, there seemed to be a lot of outrage last time somebody said,
why do we care about Syria when, I mean, I'm sorry, but I'm sure there's things going on there that are wrong, but there's also things going on that are wrong in the Congo and, you know, around the world. Mm-hmm. And it's like, why do we care about Syria?
Well, there are terrible things going on there, and I do care what happens. However, I think that as the nation, the government itself, has shown that they don't care about these places up to this point because they don't let people come across. I mean, you know, if somebody from Syria can get over here to the United States.
Immigration standards, and then maybe they'll really show some caring,
Let some of these people come to someplace, go someplace else, and, you know, work for a better life for themselves. I'm not saying give them a whole bunch of freebies. Let the churches and the charities take care of them, but let them come to someplace where they can actually make a better life for themselves, and I think that that would show some real caring.
But I'm worried that we're going to, like, put troops in there and, you know, start a whole another, you know, thing like Iraq.
Yeah, I think you've got a legitimate fear there, Annie.
Yeah.
It still hasn't ended.
Yeah, it just keeps on. Well, they say that they don't have, you know, troops in Iraq anymore, but who's guarding that embassies that's the size of a shopping mall? I mean, it's a big place.
Who's guarding the poppy fields in Afghanistan?
U.S. troops?
Yeah.
We had a guy call in last night who was a seven-time combat veteran who said that, you know, he was a Marine, former Marine, and said that that's what, you know, the CIA was actually moving heroin. His claim was moving heroin to the United States in the back of C-5 Galaxies. The guy sounded legit as he could possibly sound. I can't. You know, I'm not the one to. I'm not going to call him a liar. I'm going to say that I believed every word he said.
Well,
and
I would totally believe that because I don't see any heroin addicts like screaming on those street corners if they can't get their heroin.
I don't go to those street corners.
Doesn't mean the CIA is bringing it in, but yeah, I can see. I can see the point. Like they do.
It's
have
coming from somewhere.
And they have an incentive to perpetuate the drug war, right? Just like all the government agencies.
Yeah, well, anytime we have a war on anything, whether it's poverty or drugs or terrorism, it ends up being the opposite.
Yeah, it guarantees more of that thing.
Yeah.
That's right.
Indeed. Annie, thanks for the call.
Thank you.
855-450-3733. One thing that the CIA also has an incentive for is more money for more operations. Mm-hmm. This was what the Iran-Contra thing was about, was them generating money and sort of outside so that they could use that money to do whatever it was that they were doing, getting arms to somebody. I don't know. I'd have to go through and look at it again. But somebody was buying arms for somebody and they were selling something somewhere. I don't know. But, I mean, you know, in this instance, maybe there's, I mean, heroin, it's a... If you've got the best place in the world to grow heroin and you've got access to all those poppies and the product of that and you can ship it over here where you can make a bunch of money and then you can use that bunch of money to do whatever it is that you're going to, nefarious stuff you're going to do, well, Why not?
There's a temptation there.
Yeah, it's a big temptation.
Yeah.
And apparently no one will ask. Clearly, all you have to do, you who are angry right now at what we're saying, this can't possibly be true. These people are un-American. Step down for 1 second. Take yourself a deep breath. Go to the nearest computing device. Find yourself a internet browser and go to a search engine. I recommend startpage.com, but you can use Google or Bing or whatever you want to use and search soldier guarding poppy fields. Switch to the image search, and you can scroll down the hundreds and thousands, basically the same pictures, but I mean all these images that are available there. And you'll find lots of images of lots of U.S. soldiers guarding poppy fields in Afghanistan. Now, what are you going to do with that information? I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to do with it. Let's go to Brian, calling from Montana. Brian, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, guys. Good show tonight.
Thank you.
Just had a quick thing I wanted to relay to you guys. You had the commercial for the emergency foods, right?
Buyemergencyfoods.com, yes.
Stocking up. Well, yeah, I mean, it's 2 weeks until the end of the world, right?
Right. Well, what's the show? Not exactly sure what that means.
You won't need food then.
Perhaps.
regardless, I did just recently, we kind of do this once every year, and I just wanted to offer up something for people who don't have a lot of money to be able mm-hmm. to spend on the emergency food.
Sure.
Canned food. There's a couple ways you could go, but canned food is a great way to go, even though, like, usually you'll have, about 3 years on the stuff you buy, and actually, the cheapest source I found it, to tell you the truth, unless you have a Costco to go to, which we don't here, you can go to shop.freetalklive.com and buy it through Amazon.
Really? They have canned food there?
Yeah.
Very interesting.
Yeah,
they have a ton,
you can even
they
can
have
your
a ton
own.
Of it. They have real good shipping, real good customer service. I guess.
Thanks for the tip, Brian. Appreciate it. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE.
Ladies, how many pounds have you gained since you turned 40? If you're like most women, probably 10 or more. But hundreds of thousands of women have discovered the secret to losing weight after 40. It's called Abrin, and it's the only product on the market today clinically proven to cause sustained weight loss for women over 40. With no special diets or exercise programs, you can try Abrin absolutely risk-free and get a one-month supply free by calling 1-800-525-2563. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. Ambrin balances hormones naturally, so the extra weight can fall right off. Yes, even that stubborn tummy fat. Plus, Ambrin relieves other symptoms of hormonal imbalance, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, sleeplessness, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Free supplies are limited, so call now. 1-800-525-2563. That's 1-800-525-2563.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. Call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does this mean? How about a 50 by 100-foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 866-99-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried their vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Way on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my two workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Live, 855-453. That is the SACL toll-free call-in line. You might be able to squeeze in a call here. 855-450-3733. It is the final segment of the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live with Mark.
And Stephanie.
I want to tell you about shop.freetalklive.com. The last caller just mentioned it. It's Amazon and, I guess, Newegg and a couple of other retailers there that we have affiliate programs with. When you do your online shopping this year, and a lot of people are going to do a lot of online shopping through Amazon and Newegg, do it through shop.freetalklive.com, please. Why? Because it takes just an extra moment, and we get a huge benefit from it. We get a percentage of your purchase, and it's the same price, the same service that you're normally getting at Amazon. It's shop.freetalklive.com. So, and that's a big deal for us. Now, Stephanie, you have another article there on, I guess they're going to be releasing genetically modified skeeters in Florida. Is that
right? What could possibly go wrong with that plan?
I don't know, and we can read that article here in a second. But, I still want to talk about this guys holding hands thing. Mm-hmm. I think it's very interesting. You showed me an article a blog post where
I tweeted this out to the listeners, and you can follow us on Twitter at Free Talk Live, all one word, or like our Facebook page.
Just go through news.freetalklive.com, and then you can find all kinds of different ways to connect with the show.
Yeah, so the thing that I shared with you before the show, Mark, and then tweeted out to our audience was a blog post from a blog called The Art of Manliness, which is a very popular blog.
Okay.
And it's a post that has all these pictures, and the pictures, I would say, are all, oh gosh, what's the time frame? They're all pre-1940s, I would say. And they are just picture after picture of men in these very affectionate poses. Like, some of them are sitting on each other's laps, some of them are holding hands.
They've got their legs across each other.
Touching each other's thighs, hands around each other's necks. Some of them are, like, holding the other man in their arms. And
some of them are laying on top of each other in, this group pyramid thing.
Uh-huh.
It's just it's a disturbing amount of affection between what, by all rights, totally appear to be heterosexual men, and likely are.
I think that most of them are heterosexual, but I guess, why do you say it's disturbing?
Well, because it's culturally different than what we're used to.
Yeah, but the question becomes, why did that change? Why is it not normal?
Oh, I have no idea, but it's fascinating. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's fascinating that these guys, generally men today would... I don't know what generally people think. I think of men in the past as being more manly, not less manly.
And it's not very manly to caress another man.
They pooped in a hole in the ground. Of course they're more manly.
Right.
But okay. These guys were, I mean, you know, they had no problem showing their affection towards other individuals, other men. No problem. And I'm fascinated by this. I think it's very interesting. I would be disturbed by the idea of holding hands with a guy, especially in public. I mean, even private. I'm disturbed by the idea of holding men's hands. I mean, it just doesn't, you know. Ian's my friend, I guess, sort of. I mean, we've worked together for years. We know each other better than anybody else. I'm never going to hold his hand, you know. So.
Yeah. I mean, I went to a camp, Mark, when I was a kid from the ages of like 9 to about 14, maybe.
Okay.
And it was an all girls camp.
Okay.
And at this camp, the girls would walk around and
hitting each other with pillows.
People's fantasies are going to start going
go
off.
Ahead.
But literally, yes, they would walk around, you know, in very, like, they didn't care really what they were wearing. They kind of, you know, skimpy sometimes. It was the summer, right?
Yep.
Walking around in bathing suits and stuff. And a lot of times you'd see girls walking around holding hands with their arms around each other, hugging, kissing on the cheek, you know. And these are pretty young girls, so it wasn't like, it didn't have a sexual, really, tone to me. It was just affection. And I thought that was touching.
I think women can get away with the hand-holding a bit more than men can.
Yeah, that's the thing. There is a double standard about
and
that.
And I would be very interested. I'd love to see and talk to, you know, some two guys holding hands, standard American guys, because I think you're more likely to see it from foreigners, that they don't have the hang-ups. And, you know, even a father-son, that if the son's full-grown, you know, a 25-year-old son holding his dad's hand walking through the mall, you know, why would we consider this strange? But we would.
Right. Well, you said before off the air that you thought this might occur more often in gender segregated groups because, like, to see heterosexual people holding hands with the same sex or being affectionate, because people need touch, right?
Yes.
And they're going to get it from wherever they can.
As mentioned on the air here, I was in prison for going on 9 years, and I can tell you there was a lot more affection physical affection in prison than I experience out here. And it doesn't bother me because I'm getting my touch. I'm getting, you need human-to-human interaction. People need that. And you know, so it doesn't bother me that I'm not getting the male-to-male human in touch. That doesn't affect me, but it certainly occurred more. Guys are more likely to hang their arms over each other's shoulders. They're more likely to,
trading back rubs.
Well, I told you about this. That's a funny anomaly, is I had a roommate that would sell back rubs to people, and it wasn't gay at all. You just can't get a back rub in jail.
Sure.
And so
it feels good.
It's a very strange thing, and I was always kind of disturbed by it, and I never paid him for a back rub, but I did trade back rubs with the guy. Where does the guy who gives back rubs get back rubs? So it all sounds so sexual because we sexualized jail. We've sexualized prison.
I think touch in general has been sexualized in society.
Yeah.
And even though, you know, you and I live in a world where it's completely co-ed, you know, mixed genders, I think it's not considered appropriate to just touch your friends. Really.
Like, I try to touch people when I'm talking to them. I think that it's a great thing to do.
Some people get really uncomfortable about that, though, because there are elements in our culture that equate all touch with sex, and it's not necessarily sexual.
Sure.
You know, you can hug your friend, and it's just a hug,
right?
And you're just friends, right?
But I can't say that there aren't women that I hug at times that I think sexual things about. And,
sure.
You know, I mean, sometimes when I hug men, I think, it, like, sort of, I'm not, you know, like, what are people thinking?
Yeah,
you know, like,
the
these things
count,
go,
yeah.
These ideas go, hugs are sexualized.
Yeah.
Whether we will like it or not, you know, I don't like it. I don't want it to be that way.
There are lots of people, though, that say that if it were more acceptable socially to just touch in a more casual way, that the touch isn't necessarily attached to sex, like it could be, but it doesn't have to be, then it would be a more peaceful world. And actually, there's a thing, I don't know if you ever heard about this, it's called cuddle parties. There's a website called thecuddleparty.org or something like that, and they have instructions about how to have these get-togethers where people just put on pajamas and then they go and cuddle with each other, you know, sober, no drinking and drugs, and just hang out and bond with each other. And it's not a sexual thing. It, you know, I guess it could be if you want it to be, but it doesn't have to be. And everybody's free to say, no, I don't want to cuddle with you or whatever. And they just can. It's okay. It's acceptable in that space.
But yeah, I could totally, my barriers come up when we talk about this. There's no way I'm going to go to this party. You know?
Really?
Like, it's all as it possibly could be.
And... Oh, wow. Oh, I've been to a cuddle party before, okay. And I guess this one didn't follow the rules. It definitely turned into more of a orgy-type situation, okay. You know. So.
Tell me about that.
Well, a lot of the people there were intoxicated in different ways.
Uh-huh.
And it was a large space where it was sort of a... I don't know if the first rule of cuddle parties, you're not supposed to talk about cuddle party. But,
you don't have to give names. Just go ahead and tell us what happened.
Yeah, sure. This is anonymous. But so it was in a large open space, and so you could see everything that was going on.
Uh-huh.
And there were various types of people, and it was a...
They're cuddling in the missionary position, cuddling...
No, I was laughing because there was a little bit of a gender imbalance, so there were a little bit fewer women than there were men.
What a surprise. Okay.
Well, sure. not all of them are like that, though. Like, a lot of them have more women. You
okay.
Because more women would be likely to go to a cuddle party, right?
I don't know what.
Acceptable to cuddle with females? I don't know.
I don't know. This doesn't enter my realm of acceptable.
I think the reason it went, it sort of spiraled beyond the purpose that was, like, stated on the official cuddle party rules was that there were...
The Queensberry rules for cuddling?
Yeah, exactly. Was that a lot of people were intoxicated, you know? But, I mean, the people who had this party did make it a really heroic effort to explain to everybody beforehand, like, no
staggering
means,
around explaining
no means,
it.
No. No, nobody was drunk or anything at that point, but they had an opening circle where people talked about it and tried to get to know each other, and they said, you know, that no means no, maybe means no, right?
Okay.
Yes means yes.
Okay.
And
how would maybe mean no?
Well, sometimes people say maybe when they aren't feeling safe to say no, or they don't want to say no.
So those are the rules for the event. If, no, if the rules for the event, okay, I don't think the rules for life is that maybe means no. I think the rules for life is maybe means keep going, and I'll tell you if I mean no.
Well, it's nice to have no mean no and yes mean yes at any
rate. I like that.
Yeah.
And I'd like other people to follow those rules too.
Yeah. Life is just a big cuddle party here on Free Talk Live.
FreeTalkLive.com for your cuddling needs for the next 21 hours.
Gosh.
FreeTalkLive.com. It's been Mark.
And Stephanie.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
Hey folks, how will you get home if a riot or natural disaster happens while traveling? If you're like me, you'll have membership with OnCall International. On the phone is the company CEO, Mike Kelly. Mike, tell us about this coverage.
OnCall International's deluxe membership includes all the great benefits of our annual membership, but also covers emergency evacuation due to earthquakes, volcanoes, political riots, military coups, and more.
Folks, save 30% off your membership today with the code RMAXA30 at OnCallInternational.com.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.